It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the head coach of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. Well, it's hard to believe it's already mid-November, November 14th and 15th, depending on when you're listening to this. If you're listening to this on Saturday, November 14th, it's at 9:05 following the 9 o'clock news. If you're listening to this on Sunday, November 15th, it's at 7:05 following the 7 o'clock news. October did come and go. Things like the Fisher Cats Food Truck Festival that our guests will talk about, as well as the Delta Dental Half Marathon, have come and gone. And here we are, heading closer and closer to Thanksgiving for a year that I think 2020 that most of us would like to forget, although most of us also have made the best of it. And with that in mind, with me this weekend is Mike Ramshaw, who's the president and CEO and general manager of the New Hampshire Fisher Cats, a longtime professional colleague and friend of mine. Mike, thank you for joining me this weekend in mid-November. I know you're still busy with planning for the virtual Granite State Baseball Dinner, as well as other events that are occurring at Northeast Delta Dental, including upcoming, just a little shout-out, but on Saturday, November 21st, it's the only Jingle Bell Run for Arthritis in person, literally, in the United States of America. So thank you, Mike, for accommodating that. But thank you for joining me this weekend.
Tom, thanks for having me. Yeah, 2020 has been a different, challenging year for sure, to say the least, right?
Yes, my guest last week, Tom Walton, who's our fitness coach here at Northeast Dental, really got into a lot of this in terms of about how to, stay well and fit, during COVID. So it's been basically a year of adaptation and pivoting. So let's do it this way. Let's quickly tell people that the virtual Granite Baseball Dinner is on, and then let's circle back, though, to what you accomplished during the year to make the best of the fact that, quite candidly, there were no baseball games, but there were concerts and movies, et cetera. But let's get right to the virtual Granite State Baseball Dinner and how people can participate in that.
Perfect. Thank you. So as we've gone through the 2020 year, the baseball dinner is a huge part of New Hampshire history and Fisher Cats history, and we didn't want to just forget about it and take a year off. We wanted to make sure that it was still top of mind. We were still here. We were putting forward our best foot forward to make sure that we can bring on an event that's unlike no other. And I think the planning that, and it's still planning as we speak, we're going to the final touches, but, a state-of-the-art virtual experience, right? We've, through this pandemic, have created some great relationships with people that are in the events industry, and we teamed up with Events United, Tim Messina over there. They've been fantastic. They've got a beautiful state-of-the-art facility, and we started brainstorming of kind of what can we do? How can we continue to do this? Albeit not be as big as it has been in the past with the in-person event, and slightly different, obviously, without the autographs and without the dinner. But how can we still be there for the community, get some of those Q&A questions answered, especially off on the heels of a year like 2020 and how athletes have adapted to COVID and the restrictions that have been put in place for whatever sport they're playing in. So if you're not familiar with Events United, they're located in Derry, New Hampshire. It was the old WNDS back in my time growing up in Derry.
Jeez, Mike, you're dating yourself, and you're still a relatively young man. Jeez.
But they really have done a phenomenal job over there. They hosted on St. Patrick's Day. They did the St. Patrick's Day Dropkick Murphys, the live show that was streamed throughout the entire country. It really is. It's a state-of-the-art facility.
They've exactly. And just as an aside, I needed to tape something for the campaign for legal aid, which is basically, I think people realize this, but basically what you see on TV when a criminal or a potential criminal gets a court-appointed attorney, that's for criminal cases. But for civil legal aid, If you don't have money, you don't have an attorney. So every year we do a huge event. Of course, that was canceled. So we did the same thing as Mike was describing at Events United, and I taped my little talk, and it was a combination of those of people like me with tape messages as well as some live. It was totally outstanding. So you had mentioned to me offline when we were preparing for the show that, that you would engage Events United, I can tell unequivocally to the listening audience that it will be a first-class, virtual event. And we'll circle back to this, but nearly $2 million has been donated to CHAD, the Children's Hospital at Dartmouth-Hitchcock, and the Fisher Cats Foundation since 2007. And so we want to continue that tradition. And this is, to me, this is the best of both worlds because the fans can still make a donation, correct? And how exactly will that work, Mike?
Yeah, they will. And actually, it's more important now, I would say, for a lot of these nonprofits than it ever has been, right?
Correct.
Under these times. So what we struggled, how do we do this? How do we put off an event where we're not selling tickets, there is no meal, but we can still have that the donation aspect, the fundraising aspect that we can give back to the Children's Hospital of Dartmouth and the Fisher Cats Foundation. And we borrowed, because that's what minor league baseball is all about, Tom. We borrowed an idea from our neighbors over in Portland, the Portland Sea Dogs.
Best practices.
Right? Why
exactly.
Reinvent the wheel? If it
you
works,
get it.
Just make it fit within your market and roll with it. So we're going to virtually sell out the ballpark here at Delta Dental Stadium. So what fans will make a $10 donation, and they'll be pinned. So you'll basically be a virtual seating chart, and as those tickets, donations are being made, they'll fill up a seat in the ballpark. And the goal would be by the end of the baseball dinner to have all of the seats in the ballpark sold out. And then if you're watching, we didn't want to do your traditional virtual event. We wanted to make sure that it was interactive. And I think one of the interactive pieces that that we're doing here is you have the ability while you're watching the show not only to ask the Q&A of the celebrities, but if you decided, hey, I wanted to make a donation of X, and hit a home run, you would actually, during the event, you would actually see in the screen in the background the home run graphic go up and then your business or your individual's name live streamed on Facebook Live. So just thinking outside of the box, this definitely 2020 has taught me to step out of your comfort zone even further and try to reinvent yourself and how you can pull off events in a non-traditional way that you're not used to doing, because we're used to doing 70 events scheduled homestand on, homestand off, year after year, and it comes very easy. So now you're challenging yourself to think different, but make sure that you keep people engaged as well. You don't want it to be long, drawn out. You want to be to the point, interactive, and serve a purpose. And the purpose here is to raise as much money as we can for the Children's Hospital at Dartmouth.
And the website is nhfishercats, all one word, .com. And so let's pivot back to that because as recently as Saturday, October 10th, you had the Fisher Cats Food Truck Festival. And during the season, what was going to be the season, you had the 4th of July fireworks, which I attended, and you had also some socially distant concerts. So I know when I'm in the bowels of the Northeast Delta Dental Stadium, there's a big, huge whiteboard. I'm in a pre-COVID environment. You're already planning almost like 2 years ahead to keep everything fresh. In this case, once kind of the egg hit the fan, roughly, March, in my world, March 16th, a few days before that, the NBA postponed its season for suspended its season, and then all sorts of shelter at home things started to occur. I imagine, and this may have been done virtually on a virtual whiteboard, but that you and your team got together and said, okay, how do we keep these connections? So tell us an example of how you thought up the socially distanced concert series, and then we'll go to break.
Perfect. Yeah, it actually all started on that day, March 13th. We had an idea on that Wednesday. I'm pretty sure it was a Wednesday when the NBA game, when they were pulled off, canceled, and they emptied out the arena. We knew that it was just a matter of time that other sports were going to follow. So we immediately started thinking about what do we have, what are we going to be able to do in the event that we don't have a season or whatever, as they're talking about the stay-at-home. How can we stay relevant in the community? We immediately pivoted, right? That's the key word, pivoted, to take our Reading Challenge program, and we made that, we extended it an additional month. It was originally supposed to end on that Friday. We extended it because we knew the parents were going to need a tool to help keep their kids engaged in learning, because it's going to be new for everybody. We're all going to have to learn and adjust on the fly how to do this. So taking these things, these community programs that we have, and converting them to virtual was, you know, we wanted to be on the forefront. We wanted to stay ahead of it. And we really just looked at our entire schedule and the events that we did, that we had planned for the 2020 season. Said, all right, now how can we make this work in this environment? And this was before we knew what we'd be able to do. There were no guidelines for opening. We were at the stay at home, but we knew the one thing where we could stay engaged was online and social media. And it really took a lot of hard work of the fantastic staff that we have here to think outside of the box and stay engaged with our fan base. You know, our ticket sales reps were reaching out to our season ticket holders and individual ticket holders and saying, hey, we're here for you. We're not looking for anything. We just want to let you know, make sure you're okay, and that we're here for you if you need someone to talk to, and we'll keep you up to date with information that we have, but also try to keep you entertained as we all go through the pandemic together.
Exactly. And safety, of course, was paramount, and having gone to a couple of those events as well as one road race there, the Millennium Series, I mean, everything was, you know, so safe and totally distanced. So when we return with Mike Ramshaw, president and general manager of the New Hampshire Fisher Cats, we'll talk a little bit more about the pivoting during COVID, and then get more into the 2020 version of the Granite State baseball dinner, which will be truly a state-of-the-art visual experience. Tom Raffio with Mike Ramshaw. Please stay tuned. Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio. And with me this weekend, November 14th and 15th, is Mike Ramshaw, who's the president and general manager of the New Hampshire Fisher Cats. And we will finish up the discussion on how Mike and his team pivoted and really created some great events. You know, there was some middle school and high school and even college graduations at Delta Dental Stadium. There was a food truck festival. There was a movie night. There was dinner on the diamond, which I heard was terrific. There was the 4th of July weekend fireworks, which I personally attended along with Ken Keel. That was awesome. And then there were nine socially distanced, concerts. So we'll get back into that. But I want to get right to November 21st, which is just a week from now. So if people are interested in the virtual Granite State Baseball Dinner, you just go on the Fisher Cats website, nhfishercats, all one word, .com. Also, as an aside, that morning, November 21st, is also the only Jingle Bell Run of its kind in the entire country, literally. All the other runs for arthritis are virtual, but we have an in-person run that begins and in the parking lot near the stadium and then runs behind it. But that's also on Saturday, November 21st, with a 9 a.m. start. So my plan, Mike, is to do that run, check in with you, make sure you're still breathing with lots of things scheduled, take a shower and a nap, and then participate virtually, which is also that night, November 21st, 6 to 7, the VIP event, and then 7 to 8 from there. So tell us kind of how it'll look like, what for people, their $10 donation. And I think you made a huge, huge compelling point. It's always been meaningful to raise money for nonprofits. It's even more so now. So many are struggling, and challenged. And really, since 2007, about $2 million has been raised for Chad and the Fisher Cats Foundation. So your money is needed more than ever. But tell us, if I'm a fanatic, if I'm a fan, what my experience will look like.
So there's two different types of experience. There'll be a limited, the VIP experience will be, there's a limited number of spaces that we'll have available actually at the Events United. You can find out if there's any availability left by visiting nhfishercats.com. But there'll be a small gathering of people actually at the event, seeing the behind the scenes of how this is actually taking place from A to Z, from the mixing to the studio to the finished product. But then virtually, it's going to be, there'll be an MC. We'll introduce the athletes and the celebrities. There's a lot of moving parts here because it is virtual, so trying to find the people that can, we can get in during that window. They'll actually be joining us virtually on the wall. You know, so we'll have the live MC there in person. We'll have it set up similar to the Tonight Show stage, right? We'll have the couch chairs, try to get a couple local celebrities to be in the actual facility with us. And then we'll have the Q&A. We'll just, I know for me, I'd love to ask some of these athletes, you know, how have they, especially if they're current, right, whether you're a manager or you're a current athlete, you know, how did you handle, like, what was it like for you, right? Because it was, we know what it's like for us day in and day out, and how we've had to adapt and adjust as things have transpired. But what was it like for you? You know, how different was it? You know, not having fans in the ballpark, what was that like? So I think there's a lot of great questions that can be asked, and the fans will actually be able to go on Facebook and ask those questions live. They'll be able to put them in the comment section, and then we will ask those. The MC will actually ask them live so we can get the answers. Again, we want to make sure that this is an interactive event for people and not just sitting there watching, but they can actually truly be a part of the event.
And you had one question that, if I'm able to jump in with the question, that was going to be my question, which is, what does it feel like to play in front of no stands, no people? Now, all of us growing up playing sports, and even though you start getting to high school, more and more people show. And I know you're a big football fan, and I know a lot of people are, you know, show up for the Londonderry football game. But for the most part, when you're an athlete, you know, at the junior high level and then the youth sports, there aren't a lot of people in the stands. So you do remember those days. But as a professional, you're always in front of thousands of people. So that's, you know, that's an awesome question to ask. Now, I know it's all moving parts, but you've had in the past people like Wade Boggs and Goose Gossage. Last year there was kind of a Red Sox-Yankees theme, and you had Bucky Dent and Bill Lee and Louis Tiant, one of my favorites, and Chris Carpenter and Orlando Cabrera, who was instrumental in the 2004 Red Sox. So knowing you and your team, I'm assuming you'll get to the extent that, you know, people are available. That's the kind of level of celebrity that you're aiming for.
Absolutely. Yep, that's exactly what we're looking for. And you know what? It's, last year was the first year we kind of changed the format a little bit. As you recall, you know, we had it more of a relaxed type of feel with the couches up there, and it wasn't just a bunch of baseball players sitting on a table with lights on them. We wanted them to feel a little comfortable, a little more inviting, and I think it was very successful. And we're going to continue that, but only virtually. You know, we're going to continue that concept, with the Q&A and just that relaxed atmosphere. Because we felt that actually worked best when it came down to the Q&A and actually getting these, hearing the stories of the athletes. I mean, there were so many stories to share, and I think that the layout and the format was a big part of the success of that baseball dinner last year.
Yeah, and I, for example, prior to the dialogue, I actually had dinner with Goose Gossage there. He was at my table, and I think he really appreciated, you know, things, you know, that I recalled about his career. And for those people in the audience that don't know, I mean, Goose Gossage is in the Hall of Fame, totally unbelievable relief pitch. But those were the days where relief pitchers pitched two, sometimes three innings, you know, to get a save. This was prior to the Dennis Eckersley, you know, three outs and a save, or one out and a save. And so some of his statistics aren't as gaudy as, I would say, some average relievers. But in the context of his time, he was awesome. So, I mean, that type of discussion was awesome. And I know that the public discussions, you know, were equally as fun. So, Mike, as you wind down, we have a week to go. Do you have any, obviously people should go on nhfishercats.com, register, and how will people determine, how will you determine, like, who gets to go to Derry and who's doing it virtual? And, of course, that may also be people's choice, too.
Right. So there'll be the packages. There's included in the sponsored package will be the VIP experience there. Again, because it's extremely limited, So it'll first go to our sponsors, and then that's where if you check the website, there might be some availability showing up this week where you can actually purchase a ticket with make the donation, and you would actually be able to be a part of the VIP experience there in Derry. So don't give up. Keep looking. There might be things that open up last minute for you, but it's nhfishercats.com. They'll be able to find out that information. And the event is essentially free, right? We're virtually selling the stadium out, so we're asking for that donation. But the actual participation of the event, there's no password. It's going to be a free event for everyone to be a part of. And I think it will actually broaden the reach. I know it will, from what we've usually had for fans.
Think of it. I mean, if you get 6,500 people to fill up the stadium virtually, I mean, that's, 4,000 more that have going. So I think that's unbelievable, terrific, idea to sort of expose people not only to sort of the New Hampshire Fisher Cats and your culture, but also to Dartmouth Hitchcock, because, again, I find in New Hampshire, I think, like, everybody knows, that Dartmouth Hitchcock is, world class. Chad's world class. And, of course, in the spirit of transparency, and I've been involved with the baseball dinner way before I became a board member, but I'm actually on the Dartmouth Hitchcock board, and I just see all their tremendous work. And to the extent that the pandemic has made the need even greater, I can think of no better event than the 2020 Granite State Baseball Dinner. So thank you, Mike, for continuing, really to make it special. So circling back to your pivoting, and then we'll close with a reminder of November 21st, which, again, as a reminder, that's also that morning at Delta Dental Stadium, there'll be an arthritis jingle bell run. When you were thinking about, you have kids that are in, middle school and high school and so forth, and how did it come upon you that, the Delta Dental Stadium might be a great venue for graduations?
We started hearing the need. We got a couple inquiries here in the office, and then in the town that I live in Londonderry, they started talking to Events United about hosting graduations. And that's really, we said, we can do it. We never thought of ourselves as a venue to host graduations, but we're actually suited perfect for it. So it was just understanding the guidelines, because, mind you, at that time, the guidelines were still coming out for all different, you had the golf courses, retail was just coming out, restaurants, those different guidelines were coming out, but there really wasn't one for our ballpark, the situation that we're here at Delta Dental Stadium. There wasn't, it was all of those. We could be all of those. So understanding what the guidelines were, working with the state and the city officials to make sure that safety, as you mentioned earlier before the break, safety is always has been and will continue to be our number one priority, is to make sure that when our fans here visit the ballpark, they feel safe and it's a clean ballpark and they have a good time when they're here. So working with the City of Manchester Health Department and, coming up with the guidelines, so staggered entry times. A lot of times you put together a plan on paper and it doesn't usually go as you plan. You hope it does, but it doesn't. This one actually worked perfect. Everything that was listed out in the guidelines was tremendous, and it really worked by having the seats socially distanced, having the graduates on the field, and then having the staggered entry times really worked out really well.
And again, that's an example where Mike really engaged. He mentioned work with the City of Manchester, but also the state guidelines, not dissimilar to Millennium Running, working with the governor's task force to develop, socially distanced, safe racing, if you do run in that race on December 21st for arthritis, you'll see it's a lot like getting in line for a Southwest airline flight. You're 6 feet behind their prior runner, and everybody has their own, starting time, and off you go. So it's definitely, Mike, the way you engaged it is phenomenal. Also, I've got to give you your due for your memory, because yes, it was, you mentioned before the break, it was, and I only know this because I had board meetings on Thursday, March 12th, and Friday, March 13th, which were somewhat regular board meetings. The day before, and you said it was a Wednesday, indeed, March 11th, the NBA at the time suspended its season, and right away I said, uh-oh, you know, things are going to change. And so the 12th and 13th, we had in-person meetings, although some people even then were starting to rather call in. This was before Zoom, so some people called in. And then in my world, Monday, March 16th is when the American Dental Association said, you know, only you can only go to the dentist for emergencies, which was true all the way through in New Hampshire, you know, Monday, May 11th. So all that type of pivoting that we did, you did. And if you're a great partner, and when all is said and done, we're going to raise some great money for Chad. And the Granite State Baseball Dinner, when I was growing up, was called the New Hampshire Baseball Dinner. This was pre-Fisher Cats, and it was always known for, you know, being the best, one of the better baseball dinners in the country, and you've really maintained that. And thank you. And Art, of course, Art's been ownership has been, you know, awesome in this as well. So, everybody, I hope to see you virtually November 21st. Please go on nhfishercats.com. As this next week unfolds, you'll actually know who the actual celebrities are. And Mike Ramshaw, thanks for your leadership. And I'm hoping 2021 will be a year where we can go into the park. It might actually be, for baseball games, might still be socially distanced, but hopefully we'll return to actual games. But you made the best of 2020, and knowing you, if things don't quite go as planned next year, you'll pivot again. So thank you, Mike.
Well, Tom, appreciate your partnership and your friendship and all the support that you've provided throughout the 2020. And I look forward to welcoming people back to the ballpark in 2021. That is our plan.
Awesome. So, again, that's November 21st, mostly virtual. There'll be some people in Derry, nhfishercats.com, the Granite State Baseball Dinner. Mike Ramshaw, thank you for joining me.
Thanks for having me, Tom.
Tom Raffio, return next weekend with more